Radio Beethoven presenta Siglo XXI. Producción y conducción, José Oplustin.
Buenas noches, bienvenidos a Siglo XXI. En el programa de hoy vamos a escuchar la ópera Paisajes con parientes cercanos, Landschaft mit entfernten Verwandten, de Heiner Goebbels. Fue la primera ópera de este autor alemán y se basó en textos de T.S. Eliot, Gertrude Stein, Giordano Bruno, Henri Michaux, Nicolas Poussin y Leonardo da Vinci. La música fue concebida para narrador, barítono, coro de 16 voces y conjunto de 19 instrumentistas, mientras que la trama comprende varios cuadros siempre cambiantes, sin una narrativa lineal, como si se tratara de un paseo por un museo, una reducción teatral del cosmos o una galería de contradicciones, a partir de paralelos, conexiones y colisiones entre distintas eras históricas y tradiciones culturales. La obra propone varios temas, como por ejemplo la relación ambigua entre el arte y la realidad o la naturaleza invariable del conflicto político. Para apoyar todo esto, Goebbels recurre a una enorme variedad de estilos musicales como pastiches de música renacentista, técnicas instrumentales y vocales contemporáneas, algo de improvisación y ecos de la música country o partituras de películas de Bollywood. El mismo Goebbels preparó una versión resumida de Paisajes con parientes lejanos para su grabación y edición en disco que apareció en 2007 bajo etiqueta ECM. Comencemos a escuchar esta obra con el actor David Bennett, el barítono Georg Nigel, el coro de cámara de Alemania y el ensamble Modern dirigidos por Frank Ohlu.
Warns for the bombardments is not working anymore. I suppose it was worn out. Or as they say here, they have succeeded in putting it out of order, but who they are, nobody knows. And now the Germans are to warn us by trumpeting. But after all, that does not really wake one up if one is really asleep, so everybody prefers it.
That is all everybody talks about is bombardments, and naturally, nobody is pleased. Whether the aim is good or not is hotly discussed. They say they should not fly so high, though they do admit that the precision of hitting is very great. Nevertheless, they say if they flew lower, there would be less destruction round and about, and as the defense is practically non-existent, why not fly lower? Others say they should not bombard at all, and everybody will hate them, and they did love the Americans, but you know how they are here, the French. Forget the past, enjoy the present. Yes, they answer, but our towns and all the dead. Oh dear, they say to me, can you not stop them? Alas, I say, I hate to have lovely places. Lovely places smashed up and French people killed, but what can I do? Well, they say anyhow, it is going on so long, so long. And sometimes those of us that were most optimistic are getting kind of pessimistic. It is going on so long.
Emplie de moi. Emplie de toi. Emplie des voiles sans fin, le vouloir obscur. Emplie de plis. Emplie de nuit. Emplie de plis indéfinis, le pli de ma vigie. Emplie de pluie. Emplie de bris. De débris. De monceaux de débris. De cris aussi. Surtout de cris. Emplie d'asphyxie. Trombe lente.
Every night, when the moon is bright.
Last night, there was a complete eclipse of the moon. The shadow of the earth fell on the moon none too soon, and then slowly it passed away. It was very nice, but none of the newspapers and none of the radios mentioned it. Eclipses are an amusement for peacetime. And yet all the same, said my neighbour, for she's a countrywoman. It makes one think of all those worlds turning around and around. Yes, I said. It is more frightening, even than war. Yes, she said.
And it was 12 o'clock at night, and the moon was shining bright again. And so we went to bed, and we saw the lights dropping, and we heard the airplanes humming, and then we shut out the moonlight, and then we were sleeping. And all of this is an introduction to the 19th century feeling about science.
Stars are not more than what they look like. If they are, then are they really realer than war? It is just that that makes the 20th century. Know what science teaches, and whether it is or whether it is not what science teaches, since war is really, and therefore it is what it is. That is, everybody gets to meet everybody. Friends and enemies we have then, now enemies in the house and the barn. And it does not make any difference about stars, and it does not make any difference about war. Only it does make a difference about war, seeing the train pass with the enemy on them. Yes, it does. But the stars, whether they are what they look like or what science teaches, does it make any difference? And anybody can answer that it does not.
That day, or knew the city.
This is the way to the temple. This is the way to the temple. This is the way to the temple.
And we, so many crowding the way, so many waiting. How many waiting? What did it matter on such a day? Are they coming?
No! Not this! You can see some leaders! And hear the trumpets!
Is he coming? We can wait with our stools and our sausages.
Here they come!
Rifles and carbines, 102,000 machine guns, 24,000 trench mortars, 53,000 field and heavy guns. I cannot tell how many projectiles, mines or fuses, 13,000 airplanes, 24,000 airplane engines, 50,000 ammunition wagons, now 55,000 army wagons, 11,000 field kitchens, 1,150 field bakeries. What a time that took. Will it be he now? No, those are the golf club captains. These, the scouts. And now, Société Gymnastique de Poissy. And now, come the mayor and the livery man. There he is now!
No!
There's no interrogation in his eyes or in the hands. Right over the horse's neck and the eyes, watchful, waiting, perceiving, indifferent.
No!
They go up to the temple. The sacrifice. Come the virgins bearing urns. Urns containing dust.
Dust! 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 Dust of dust!
Loud crumpets.
Don't throw away that sausage.
It'll come in handy.
He's artful. Please, can you give us a light?
Light?
Light.
Et les soldats faisaient la haie.
Ils la faisaient.
No. usine. Je n'ai pas d'outils. Je suis un des rares hommes bombes. Éclaté. Ça peut être dangereux en jour, pense le public. Mais il est temps de me taire. J'en ai trop dit. À écrire, on s'expose décidément à l'excès. Un mot de plus, et je culbutais dans la vérité. D'ailleurs, je ne tue plus. Tout lasse. Encore une époque de ma vie de fini. Maintenant, je vais peindre. C'est beau les couleurs quand ça sort du tube. Et parfois encore quelque temps après. C'est comme du sang.
Eine Schlacht darzustellen ist. Zuerst wirst du den Rauch nach Berlin machen, der sich in der Luft mit dem von der Bewegung Pferde und der kämpfenden aufgewirbelten Staub mischt. Diese Mischung wird dann so aussehen. Der Staub hat ja damit zur Erde gehört, ein Gewicht. Und obwohl es sich wegen seiner Feinheit leicht erhebt und mit der Luft vermengt, kehrt er doch immer wieder gern auf den Erdboden zurück. Historie Sei voller Pfeile. In verschiedene Richtungen fliegen. Der eine aufwärts, der andere abwärts, der in gerader Linie. Und hinter den Geschossen soll ein wenig Rauch fliegen. Du bist auch ein Feldmachen, was einen Reiter tot hinter sich hinschleift und dahinter die Spur es durch Staub und Schlamm geschleichten Leichnam. Füßen der Kämpfe, wache Waffen aller Arten, zerbrochene Schilde, Lanzen, Schwerter und Ähnliches. Tote wirst du machen, einige halb mit Staub bedeckt, andere ganz. Die Besiegten mache blass, mit hochgezogenen Augenbrauen und die Haut darüber sei schmerzlich gekraust. Die hochgewölbten Lippen sollen die oberen Zähne freigeben, die Zähne so verteilt sein, dass ein Wehgeschrei entsteht. Dann mach noch andere, die mit Halt auf gerissen Mund schreiend fliehen. Andere sollen sterben, die Zähne zusammenbeißen, die Augen rollen, sich die Fäuste an den Leib drücken und die Beine verdrehen. Man könnte auch viele Männer sehen, die alle zusammen über ein totes Pferd gefallen sind. Gefüllten Fußstapfen. Sie
19th century liked to cry, liked to try, liked to eat and liked to pursue evolution, and liked war. War and peace war, and no more.
When I was then, I liked revolutions. I liked to eat. I liked to eat. I liked to cry. Not in real life, but in books. And in real life, there was nothing much to cry about. But in books, oh dear me. It was wonderful. There was so much to cry about. And then there was evolution. Evolution was all over my childhood. Walks abroad with an evolutionist, and the world was full of evolution. Biological and botanical evolution. With music as a background for emotion, and books as a reality, and a great deal of fresh air as a necessity. And a great deal of eating as an excitement and as an orgy. Now, well, just then, there was no rule. No actual rule anywhere.
Oh, yes, she said, it does happen, and it did happen. Well, so, life goes on. We had just been reading Shakespeare, Richard III. And the things they say there do sound just like that. So why not? Anything is so, if a country makes it so, and a century makes it so, when it is so, just like that.
Just like that.
Did it really happen?
Oh, yes, she said.
It does happen.
And?
And it did happen. Well,
so,
life goes on. We had just been reading Shakespeare, Richard III. And the things they say there do sound just like that. So why not? Anything is so. If a country makes it so, and a century makes it so, when it is so, just like that, just like that. History does repeat itself. I have often thought that was the really soothing thing that history does. The one thing that is sure and certain is that history does not teach. That is to say, it always says, let it be a lesson to you, but is it?
Not at all.
Not at all. Because circumstances always alter cases. And so, although history does repeat itself, it is only because the repetition is soothing that anyone believes it.
Nobody
wants to learn, either by their own or anybody else's experience.
Nobody does.
No, they say they do, but no.
Nobody does.
Yes.
Nobody does.
We had just been reading Shakespeare, Richard III. And the things they say there do sound just like that. So why not? Anything is so. If a country makes it so, and a century makes it so, when it is so, just like that, just like that.
Kehna hai kya ye nain jo ek anjaan se jo mile, chalne lage mohabbat ke jaise ye silsile. Arman naye jinke jinko kabhi main na jaanu, wo humse hum unse kabhi na mile. कैसे मिले दिल न जानूं अब क्या करे क्या ना मिले कैसे उन्हें मैं पुकारूं कहना है क्या ये नैन के अनजान से जो मिले चलने लगे मोहब्बत के जैसे ये सिलसिले माने ये ऐसे दिल में खिले जि जिनको कभी मैं न जानूं, वो हमसे हम उनसे कभी ना मिले, कैसे मिले दिल न जाने। अब क्या करे क्या नाम ले, कैसे उन्हें मैं पुकार, कहना है क्या ये नैनिक अनजान से जो मिले। चलने लगे मोहब्बत के जैसे ये सिलसिले, हर माने ये ऐसे दिल में खिले, जिनको कभी मैं न जानूं, वो हमसे हम उनसे कभी ना मिले, कैसे मिले दिल न जानूं। अब क्या करे क्या नाम ले, मैं से उन्हें मैं पुकारूं।
Et c'est toujours le percement par la lance, l'essaim de guêpe qui fond sur l'œil, la lèpre. Et c'est toujours le flanc ouvert. Et c'est toujours l'enseveli vivant. Et c'est toujours le tabernacle brisé, le bras faible comme un cil qui lutte contre le fleuve. Et c'est toujours la nuit qui revient, l'espace vide, mais qui guette. Et c'est toujours la vieille sangle. Et c'est toujours l'enseveli vivant. Et c'est toujours le balcon écroulé, le nerf pincé au fond du cœur qui se souvient, l'oiseau baobab qui fouaille le cerveau, le torrent où l'être se précipite. Et c'est toujours la rencontre dans l'orage. Et c'est toujours le bord de l'éclipse. Et c'est toujours, derrière la palissade des cellules, l'horizon qui recule,
qui recule.
En siglo XXI estamos escuchando la ópera Landschaft mit entfernten Verwandten del alemán Heiner Goebbels, Paisajes con parientes cercanos, en una grabación publicada por el sello ECM en 2007. Antes de continuar, recordemos que Heiner Goebbels nació en 1952, estudió sociología y música, ha trabajado en ámbitos como el jazz y el rock de vanguardia, el teatro moderno y la nueva música. Fue fundador e integrante de bandas como Izquierda Radical y Casiber, conformó un dúo con Alfred Hart y ha escrito música para teatro, danza, cine, instalaciones, ópera y orquesta. También ha enseñado en el Instituto de Estudios Teatrales de la Universidad Justus Liebig de Gießen y ha dirigido artísticamente el Festival Internacional de las Artes Ruhr Triennale. Su música es una dialéctica entre culturas, géneros, disciplinas y lenguajes. Literatura, música, performance y tecnología son elementos que, diferenciados o en interacción, nutren una gramática que abandona el concepto burgués de la ópera para desarrollar un tipo de teatro musical totalmente abierto. Y de hecho tiene como referentes claramente a Hans Eisler, Bertolt Brecht y Heiner Müller. Sigamos con esta ópera estrenada en 2002, Paisajes con parientes lejanos, publicada en 2007 por el sello ECM. Attendez.
On peut les lancer loin, très loin. Il faut savoir les prendre. Cependant, on les lance difficilement assez loin. Pour dire vrai, on ne les lance jamais assez loin. Ils vous reviennent des 40 ans après, parfois. Lorsqu'on se croyait enfin tranquille, tandis que c'est eux qui le sont. Revenant du pas égal de celui qui ne se presse pas, qui se serait retrouvé là encore il y a 5 minutes, et pour revenir aussitôt après.
We spend our Friday afternoons with friends reading Shakespeare. We have read Julius Caesar and Macbeth, now Richard III. And what is so terrifying? It is all just like what is happening now. Macbeth seeing ghosts. Well, don't they? Is not Mussolini seeing the ghost of his son-in-law? Of course he is. You can see him seeing the ghost of his son-in-law. His last speech showed that he did. And any of them. Take the kings in Shakespeare. There is no reason why they all kill each other all the time. It is not like orderly wars where you meet and fight, but it is all just violence. And there is no object to be attained, no glory to be won. Just like Henry VI and Richard III and Macbeth, just like that, very terrible, very, very terrible, and just like that.
Medieval means that life and place, the crops you plant, your wife and children, all are uncertain. They can be driven away, taken away, or burned away, or left behind. That is what it is to be medieval. And here and now, in 1943, it is just like that.
Thank you.
Ich leugne nicht die Unterscheidung. Aber ich leugne diese Rangfolge, diese Anordnung. Das heißt, dass die Erde vom Wasser umgeben und bedeckt sei. Das Wasser von der Luft, die Luft vom Feuer und das Feuer vom Himmel. Denn ich behaupte, eins ist das Umfassende und Umfangende all dieser Weltkörper und großen Maschinen, die wir hier in diesem unermesslichen Gefilde zerstreut sehen. Und jeder dieser Körper, jedes dieser Gestirne, jede dieser Welten ist aus dem, was man hier Erde, Wasser, Luft und Feuer nennt, zusammengesetzt. Nur, dass sie sofern in der Art ihrer Zusammensetzung das Feuer überwiegt, Sonnen heißen und eigenes Licht ausstrahlen. Sofern aber das Wasser vorwiegt, Erden, Monde und ähnliche Gestirne sind, die von den Sonnen ihr Licht empfangen. Auf diesen Sternen also, oder Weltkugeln, wie wir sie lieber nennen wollen, sind verschiedenartige Teile von mannigfacher Zusammensetzung nach Lage und Gestalt, Felsen, Seen, Flüsse, Quellen, Meere, Sandwüsten, Metalle, Höhlen, Berge, Ebenen und so weiter, ebenso untereinander geordnet wie bei den Tieren. Die heterogenen Teile mit den verschiedenen und mannigfaltigen Komplexionen von Knochen, Eingeweide, Venen, Arterien, Fleisch, Nerven, Lungen zu Organen und Gliedmaßen von dieser und jener Gestalt, die auch sozusagen ihre Berge und Täler, ihre Schluchten, ihre Gewässer, ihre besonderen Lebensgeister und Wärme besitzen, mit ganz ähnlichen Vorkommnissen und Empfindungen für alle meteorologischen Einflüsse, als zum Beispiel Katarrhe, Ausschlag, Steinbildungen, Schwindel, Fieber, Entzündungen und unzählige Dispositionen und Empfindungen, die den Nebeln, dem Regen und Schnee, den Dürren, den Blitzen, Donnerwettern und Erdbeben im großen Körper entsprechen.
On the road, I met a woman, an older woman, and we were going the same way, and we talked as we walked. She said a little further along, she had a house, but she didn't live there. She'd had a sister paralyzed for 35 years who had lived there, but she died 2 years ago. Now, she now lived somewhere else with her brother-in-law. He was all she had. But, of course, someone stayed at the paternal house to take care of the children. Oh, I forgot. I had Basket on a leash. Because on the road, there are quite a number of automobiles. No German ones. French ones. French always keep on going somehow. Anyway, I said I had Basket on a leash because he, having worms, was a little nervous. He almost was run down by an automobile, so I told her, and I said, a dog is so easily killed. Yes, she said, we had a little dog at the paternal house, and he had to be killed because he had diabetes. And I said, we had a little dog we loved very much, and he went blind, and we had to have him killed. And is he dead? She said. And I said, yes. And she said, it is different with chickens, she said. Just the other day, a camion came along, and he ran over one of our chickens, and he didn't notice it, he just went on. But a little later, another camion came along, and he noticed it. And he stopped, and he got down and gathered in that chicken. Anyway, my nephew came out, and as he went away, he noticed the number. So a little later, when the camion came back again, my nephew said, you have to pay me for that chicken. That is to say, not money. I do not want money. I want the chicken. And the man said, not at all. I will pay you, but I will not give you the chicken. And my nephew said, he didn't want payment. He wanted the chicken. And the man said he didn't have it, which after all was probably a lie, but still, perhaps he had already eaten it. Anyway, my nephew said he will take the payment. And the man said, not at all. And my nephew said, why not? And the man said, because I am not. And my nephew said, well, suppose you make a package and give it to the Red Cross for a prisoner. Not at all, said the driver, and he drove away. Well, what did your nephew do? I have no nephew, she said. I only have a niece. That is to say, I only have a father-in-law. That is not my house where I live. It belongs to my father-in-law. And at that point, our roads parted and we said goodbye.
When everybody casually meeting anybody talks to anybody. And everybody tells everybody the history of their lives. They are always telling me, and I'm always telling them. And so is everybody. That is the way it is when everything is dangerous.
Life and death, and death and life and death and life.
Now they can do the radio in so many different languages that there is no really any need to do this. The dream of conquesting should not really be there because we can hear everything. Everybody can hear everything and everybody can hear the same thing. So what is the use of conquering? And so now in 43, the 19th century is gradually coming to an end.
And so it goes on. All the radio stations interfere so that nobody can hear anybody. And in the midst of all this misery, it's not only childish but very small boyish. I don't know, the world today has the mental equivalent of a 7-year-old boy, just about that.
And anyway, it is evening and nearly midnight, and I shall be listening to the last news before going to bed again. It is funny, the different nations do their broadcasting. I wish I knew more languages so I know how each of them does it. The English always begin with, "This is London," or the BBC Home Service, or the Overseas Service. Always part of a pleasant home life. And the Americans say with poetry and fire, "This is the voice of America, one of the United Nations, speaking to you across the Atlantic." And the Frenchmen say, "Frenchman speaking to Frenchman." They always begin like that. And the Belgians are simple and direct. They just begin with Radio Belge and the national anthem. And the Swiss so politely say, "The studio of Geneva, at the instant of the broadcasting station of Bern, will bring you the latest news." And Italy says, "Live Mussolini, live Italy," and then they make a bird noise, and then they start. And Germany starts like this. "Germany calling, Germany calling." In the last war, I said that the camouflage was the distinctive characteristic of each country. But in this war, it is the heading of the broadcast that makes national life so complete and determined. It is that a nation is even stronger than the personality of everyone. It certainly is so. It simply is so. Nations must go on, and they certainly must.
Train travelling. More and more, I like to take the train. I understand why the French prefer it to automobiling. It is so much more sociable, and these days so much more of an adventure, and the irregularity of its regularity is fascinating.
Je ne voyage plus. Pourquoi que ça m'intéresserait, les voyages? Ce n'est pas ça. Ce n'est jamais ça.
As I said, we were on the way to Chambéry, and we got ready well ahead of time and got to the station well ahead of time, as is our custom, with all our papers in order, as is our custom. When we got there, the train wasn't there. Of course it wasn't. It never is. So we had a long conversation with our friend the gendarme, who helps us get around and helps us get a goat and
helps as they help anybody every day anyway. Often to get around, they do that.
Je peux l'arranger moi-même, leur pays. De la façon qu'ils s'y prennent, il y a toujours trop de choses qui ne portent pas. Ils se sont donné du mal inutilement, ces New-Yorkais. Avec leur gratte-ciel, si facile à survoler. Et ces Chinois, avec leur pagode et leur civilisation de derrière les fagots. Moi, je mets la Chine dans ma cour. Je suis plus à l'aise pour l'observer. Et ils n'essayent pas de me tromper comme ils le font chez eux, aidés par leur propagande xénophobe. Ils font chez moi leur petit commerce. L'argent passe et passe. Ça leur suffit, pourvu qu'ils passent. Ce n'est pas moi non plus qui irai au Tyrol ou en Suisse, risquer au retour une grève des chemins de fer et des lignes aériennes, et de me retrouver coincé comme un cancre là sous une semelle. Pas si fou. Les montagnes, j'en mets quand ça me chante, où ça me chante. Où le hasard et les complaisances secrètes m'ont rendu avide de montagne. Dans une capitale encombrée de maisons, d'auto et de piétons, préparés exclusivement à la marche horizontale et à l'air doucereux des plaines. Je les mets là, pas ailleurs, en pleine construction de briques et de moellons. Et les bâtiments n'ont qu'à faire place. D'ailleurs, ce sont des volcans, mes montagnes. Et fin prêt à cracher une nouvelle hauteur en moins de deux. Ils s'élèvent donc entre les pâtés de maisons du reste affreuse, qu'ils bousculent pour prendre place, la place qu'ils méritent. Ils sont là maintenant. Sinon, est-ce que je continuerai d'habiter dans cette ville opaque? Est-ce que quelqu'un continuerait d'y habiter? Non. Sans cette invasion volcanique, la vie dans une grande ville serait bientôt tout à fait insupportable. principe que tout homme capable de raison peut apprendre. Il ne se donne point de visible sans lumière. Il ne se donne point de visible sans moyen transparent. Il ne se donne point de visible sans terme. Il ne se donne point de visible sans couleur. Il ne se donne point de visible sans distance. Il ne se donne point de visible sans instrument. Ce qui suit ne s'apprend pas. Ce sont parties du peintre. Il faut commencer par la disposition, puis par l'ornement. Le décor, la grâce, la beauté. La vivacité, le costume, la vraisemblance et le jugement.
Así completamos la audición de la ópera Landschaft mit entfernten Verwandten de Heiner Goebbels, Paisajes con parientes cercanos, terminada en 2002 y que apareció en disco en 2007. Participaban el actor David Bennett, el barítono Georg Nigl, el coro de cámara de Alemania y el ensamble Modern, dirigidos por Frank Ohlu. Me despido y los invito a que nos encontremos nuevamente mañana a las 23:30 aquí en Siglo XXI de Radio Beethoven. Hasta entonces.
Radio Beethoven presentó Siglo XXI. Producción y conducción, José Oplustin.